Phyllis Ramberg lives alone in Hyattsville, Maryland, in the same house her parents lived in for many decades.
Children keep asking me, when are you going to move into one of those retirement villages? And I said, no, no, my friends are right here. My church is close. And as you can see, we sure have a lot of helpers around here, too.
Those helpers are her neighbors. 2 years ago, Lisa Walker founded Aging in Place to help senior residents in the community with their daily needs. She says she and her friends are among the 7% of Hyattsville residents who are 65 or older.
We started talking about, you know, some of the concerns we had, you know, some of the issues. And several of us had had issues with parents that were getting older and they were far away from them.
Seniors call the organization with a request, asking for someone to shop for groceries, do small chores around the house, or drive them to the doctor. Then, a volunteer is assigned to provide the help.
We have about 40 people that have signed up to be volunteers. About 30 of them have gone through background checks.
I'll get you get a little closer, and then I'll take the water.
Aging in Place volunteer Sally Middlebrooks says a review of new volunteers' driving record and any criminal history is just as important as the training they receive.
We want the seniors, people we call neighbors, to be assured that, you know, they were with safe, reliable people.
But you hadn't, were you still working?
No.
Okay, you'd retired by then.
Rides to medical appointments seem to be the most requested errands.
Sally helps me a lot. She makes sure that I'm ready for my appointments. Almost every week I have something's happening. I'm an old lady. I'm almost 90.
Middlebrook says helping older people is a learning experience.
I'm learning a lot about myself, and I'm also learning about this whole process of aging in my town. I'm also meeting people who astound me with their flexibility and their sense of humor and their ability to stay very much alive despite aches and pains.
Not all Aging in Place volunteers are retired.
I really wanted to interact more with seniors. I thought that this would be a good way to kind of bring back my past and also kind of give tribute to my grandparents.
Walks with a cane.
Group founder Lisa Walker is happy to see the younger generation stepping up.
Uh-huh. The older ones of us can relax a little and say, okay, you do more.
There you go. Thank you, Sally. Oh.
She hopes that's how neighbors in Hyattsville will always keep caring for each other. For writer Faiza El Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
Okay. Let me scoot ahead and open the door here.